This evening we are talking about the Cliptown reunion for 2016 and the purpose behind the reunion. Now we're joined in the studio by our guest and I have on my left side in the studio by Kasuji, Suleiman Kasuji, who is one of the pioneers of Cliptown. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaikum salam. First of all, I would introduce myself. When I was staying in Cliptown, they used to call me Bai Haji. They know my father as Haji all along. They never knew his surname is Kasuji. When I moved to Lens, they changed my name to Soli Kasuji. Now, I suppose if I moved to Houghton, they might say Sol Kersno or something like that. But Assalamu alaikum to listeners, people of Cliptown, the people of Eldos. Eldos is part of Cliptown. It's like Fitas and Forsberg together. Welcome you. I'm so happy to be here in the studio and to address you people. I got a chance. This is a reunion that doesn't happen every year like a fete. It's one of a lifetime thing that's happening. And I'm sure by now you people, some know, some don't know. The venue is in Kibble Park Recreational Center on the 13th of March, which is a Sunday, starting at 9 o'clock. You all are invited. All right, some people got tickets. Those that are over 70 don't have tickets, but I should arrange that for them, inshallah. Lunch and tea will be served. So please come along. There's a lot of activities for the children to play. So don't think it's just only for adults.
Yes, so you've given us an overview of yourself and also with regards to the program. We introduce you as one of the pioneers of Cliptown, and on the other hand, we have Mulana Muhammad Sirat, who we could say perhaps is one of the sons of Cliptown. Mulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you this evening?
Alhamdulillah, very well, Muftisa.
Mulana, are we correct in saying one of the sons of Cliptown? Where were you born?
Yes, that is correct. I was born in Lanesia, actually, but our upbringing was in Cliptown. A lot of our grounding, until today, we're still in Cliptown, alhamdulillah. So over 50 years down the generation, still Cliptown, born and bred there. In fact, my first Jummah talk was given at Cliptown Masjid.
Alhamdulillah, so a long, long history and connection with Cliptown. Now, Uncle Bay, in terms of the historical aspect of Cliptown, this is one of the most important towns of our country, considering the Freedom Charter that was signed in this town and the history with regards to resisting apartheid. You may have been part of that also. Take us down history lane.
It's quite simple. The people that were living there, we were all mixed colors, blacks, Indians, they were Chinese. It was not people, it was like one big family, a happy, happy family. As I say, it was sad and happy. Happy that we were in Cliptown and good memories bring back. Sad that we left Cliptown. Thinking of apartheid, that didn't trouble us much because we were quite happy amongst ourselves. And being there, if I can get back to the mosque that we're talking about, that we're going to, inshallah, break down and build, that was originally a school. If I remember well, there were 4 classrooms, grade 1, grade 2, standard 1, standard 2. That was first a school. Our principal at that time was Mr. Madam, or some of the teachers, I don't remember the name. And our start, Allah Pak, all these people that I mentioned, Allah Pak give them general fiddos. We make dua for them. There were quite a lot. They're not with us anymore. The one that is Mufti Maulana Bayat, who used to live near Nur Islam, Allah Pak give him jannah.
Amen.
The same school we were in, you got to think of good things and bad things. We can't forget. Today, children are very lucky. They don't. When you get into the classroom at that time, the first thing in the morning, you say, morning, sir, you get up. They start checking your timetables. All right, today's children, they use the calculators, and at that time, your first thing in the morning, before you start every morning, you must know your timetables.
Yes.
If you don't know your timetables, obviously you get a, the teacher had a stick in his hand, you get one or two cuts. I've, since that time my hand is still swollen, and we're still using Zambuk to get the pain off from that time. But, but that is part of the school, and then afterwards, inshallah, the mosque came up, we started mosque. But it was difficult, but we appreciate everything. We didn't have lights, no speakers, no mics. We still use a paraffin lamp or candles sometimes. Have a lovely tarawih. Tarawih was something different from today.
Yes.
People don't appreciate tarawih today. It just, it was very, very nice. There was no rush. Today everybody's rushing. They want to go to the fastest mosque in South Africa. As they say, well, the guy say, kiss up and down, and that's up, down, kiss the ground, and that's it.
Back to town.
Yeah, cut down, finish and clap. The rabbi was nice. What I can remember, you know, it's a bit, it's something to remember, and you can laugh and joke. Every four rakats, you relax, no rush. The guy used to read Subhanallah, Quddus. I'm sure many people are listening and laughing. Those guys who smoke and go have a quick cave and come back. Those guys that are feeling thirsty have a small coke and still come back and still don't miss the tarawih.
Yes.
Eidgah is another story. We had two old people, as I say, we, Allah pagi in Jannah, we had a late Ibrahim by Aswad, used to wait till the last person gets into the mosque before namaz starts. Then we had a late, as they all call him, Papa Wadi. Son lives here next, I think, Yusuf.
Ah, oh, yes.
Yusuf. And he used to give the lukma because we had, as I say, no, on my system, all that came afterwards. But it was really, really nice to be there. After Eid namaz, wait till you greet every person that lives in Club Town. Then we go home. Now when you're the Eidgah in Lens, Mawlana Muhammad sitting next door to me when his namaz started, I know he was sitting there. When you say Islam, when you look at the side, he's gone. Where the guys are rushing to, I don't know.
Very, very beautifully you've summed it up that there are aspects of Club Town that we don't have today, some of the values, some of the fond memories. On the other hand, there was obviously the dark side of apartheid, and that was the restrictions and the circumstances that apartheid forced us to live under. Now, Mawlana, when we look at some of the prominent families, the more famous families that lived in Club Town, what are some of the names that come to your mind on the top of your head?
Yeah, I think Uncle Bai will be best to answer this, but I'll shoot off some. You know, when we're sitting in family gatherings and all of that, you'll always hear these names coming up. But there's many, many more families. You would hear of the Ravats, you'll hear of the Jadas, then you have the Sirat family, the Takolias, Wadis, Kasujis, Hurzuks. So these are normally the names that come up, you know. But what I can tell you from Club Town was, it was very close-knit. So whilst all that apartheid and the oppression of apartheid on the people, but the people of Club Town, the community of Club Town, was a very close-knit community. So like Uncle Bai mentioned earlier, you know, El Dorado Park is also part of Club Town. So many residents of El Dorado Park were also integrated with the people of Club Town. So when things used to happen, you know, everyone used to be involved together.
Beautiful, yes. In some ways, we lack that connectivity and that family basis and, you know, neighborhood that was that existed in that way. And I suppose in some ways we could look at it as a positive or apartheid, if we could say that, you know. Very difficult to say that, but yes, there was some good that came from keeping us all together. Now, how has the community then evolved over time when people were then moved to Lanesia, and where did some of the families then move out to, and who remained in Club Town?
To be honest, we were the last family to leave Club Town. Most of the other people left long before 6, 8, 10 years ago. We were the last people, as I say, we had to leave because, as you said, for apartheid reason, some to go here, wherever they had to go. That's the reason. Nobody wanted to simply move, but they had to move. But say, shukar, we're happy also where we are now. Some things you miss there, something you miss here. What you used to miss there in Club Town was azan. Now here at least azan is not a problem.
Ah.
You miss azan there, you see?
Yes, yes.
then also, as I say, each time, it's not as easy as here. Now, Shukar, you've got Radio Islam, Channel Islam, they notify you tomorrow is Eid, whatever. We used to wait to get the news from Mia's farm. They used to phone the Colias. Many people didn't have cars, many people didn't have phones. We were at the bottom end of Cliptown, and the Colias at the top end. They used to get a phone call from Mia's farm, Mulana Sanjalvi. And they used to phone us, and in return at night, we had to run youngsters, run around at night, go to every house and tell them, listen here, you know, tomorrow is Eid or whatever, Ramzan is starting, or you notify everybody. Because everybody also didn't have phone, you see.
If we have any of the ex or present Cliptown residents that are listening in this evening, please do call. The lines are open on 011-854-1548. 011-854-1548. There were many communities and many families that lived in Cliptown, and there were those that maintained the link with Cliptown as time went on. You know, we had to move, different families moved to different places, and some just, you know, moved on with cutting their strings, and others kept the link. And yourself, together with Uncle Bay and many others, kept the link with Cliptown. Now, what was it that kept you connected with Cliptown?
I think the connection to Cliptown goes back to our parents, our grandparents, you know, our forefathers, the foundation they had laid. And, you know, as we grew up, you know, as the years pass, our parents would always relate to us, you know, the stories, the experiences of Cliptown. And, you know, obviously we used to listen to that, and we should take a lot of heed to it. Like my father till now, he always says to me, he says, don't ever forget your roots, where you started. It was in Cliptown, a simple town, so maintain that simplicity. No matter what happens to you, maintain that simplicity. So I think it was always the life learning lessons that were being, you know, passed from generation to generation, and that kept the link. And to such an extent that till today, you know, Uncle Bai will correct me, if there's any family that resided in Cliptown and there's a mayat or so, and so forth, you'd find that, you know, everyone who, whether they knew the person or not, but because of their link to Cliptown, you'll find them coming for the Janazah Salah. And when you would go for the Janazah Salah, you'll find everybody there. So although they may have not been a direct relation, but through the generations, just that upbringing, the way we were brought up, always takes us back to our roots.
Now, the Masjid project, you spoke about the fact that the Masjid was a school originally and then converted to a Masjid. The current structure that we have, how will you describe the current structure? You made reference to the fact that it's going to be broken down in a new structure, be put up. What is the need for that?
Because the building is very, very old. It's very old. I mean, from those years since we were there, nothing has been done. So now, inshallah, it's got to be done now. And needs expansion. So a lot of Muslims coming there, a lot of new shop owners, shopkeepers. So you got to have it well organized. Then you need a nice, decent place for the muezzin.
Yeah. In terms of the ground, is it sufficient? Will you need to, you know, on the present ground that is there, to put up a decent structure?
There is, but I think attempts are being made by the committee for the land that's next to the current. So there is going to be an expansion as well. But obviously that involves council and all of that. But I think the process is well on its way as well, alhamdulillah. Just on the masjid itself, and I mentioned this in one of my Jummah talks when I spoke there. Cliptown is a very, very unique. When it comes to Jummah Salah, it's one of the very few masjids that you would find, probably in the southern part, that before the Adhan is called out, the masjid is full to capacity already. So, you know, that's something unique. So by the time you enter, or just before Adhan, you'll find the masjid is full. The reception, when you give the talk also, there's a, you know, spontaneous response. You take the name of Allah, people respond. You take the name of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, people respond by saying Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You say Allah, they say La ilaha illallah. So there's, you know, this it's a very, very different place even when giving a talk. Very different to other communities when we do speak. Sometimes, you know, there's a reaction, there's no reaction, you don't know. But when it comes to Cliptown, it's so unique that even when you go for the Jummah, the whole feel of the masjid environment there.
SubhanAllah, yes, I do remember going there a couple of years ago, and I can pay testimony to exactly what you're saying. Now, what's the purpose of the reunion?
This is, as I say, it's a one-lifetime thing. Get everybody together. It's the only way to get that reunion. As I say, I've got a list that I'm going to, if you don't mind, I'll call out quickly. Many of those people were in Clip Town. Where they stay now, we don't know. But inshallah, we want them to be there, and we will be quite happy.
Yes, go ahead with
can
the list.
Can I call out the names?
Yes.
This is the only way I can get a message to them.
Yes.
Okay, brothers and sisters listening, if I can't get through some of those people, you might know where they stay. If you meet them, send them the message about this get-together, about Clip Town. It'll be so nice to have all of you. I'll just make a quick list. In case I forgot somebody, please just remind them about this event. As I say, it's not a lens fate that happens every year. It's something we need your duas, we need to see your happy faces, your smiling faces. We will be so happy. I will start off with the furthest place. There's a lot of people in Botswana. I'll mention the names first. There's Pamjis Esak. Locally, some of the people, we only know them by their nickname. As we were staying in Clip Town, we call them by the first name, but I'll just call it out fast. You've got Mokadam, Hurzuk, Sainwala, Hote, Ali Brut, Mia, Hassan, Sam Khan, Siraj from Siraj Delta, Kolya, Ismail, there was Jasad family, Arab family, Rashid Dasi, Ibrahim Belim, Chotia, there were a lot of Chotias, Karani, Vadalia, Morrison, Gev, Moidins, Lunat, Haku, Nolakis, Chibu, Karodia, there was a Bala family, Pandya, there's plenty of Valley families. Now, I am not going to mention each one. There's four or five different Valley families. There were Amanjis. Amanjis is a very big family. As Mulana Siddharth said, the big family was Siddharths, Takolias, Chadas, and even the Valley family. Then you get Hussein, Majam, Akhikan, Munshi, Murad, Ismail Wadi. He's also from Clip Town. Amanji, you got... I just know this man. Everybody know him as Sticky Line. Salujis, all the Chunaras. Chunaras were full up. They were full, more than anybody else. All right, Jadas we mentioned already. But in case I forgot somebody, please let them know about this. And there's a lot of people out in Costa, Nigel, all the country town. Most of the girls are married somewhere in all this town. So we want them to come with their husbands, with their father-in-law, mother-in-law. And also from elders, we want some of the opas and omas, they must be there.
Okay, so quite a comprehensive list. Let's go to the lines. We have someone on the call line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam. So nice program you forgot.
Jazakumullah khair.
We're one of the Clip Town people.
What's your favorite memory? What's your favorite memory of Clip Town?
I was still a baby, but my mommy was apa at madrasa. Rabia apa Murad.
Yes.
I think Muhammad Siddharth will remember.
Okay, while you're on the line, Appa, is she still living?
Gee, Mommy is 93 this year, and she's looking forward to be there as a reunion as well.
Right, I'm so happy. I was trying to find out where she is.
She's in extension 11
right,
in Bangalore Drive. Gee, just
okay.
Behind Fauzi Raja, what cooks for the people.
Right.
My mommy is just behind there.
I am going to deliver her my ticket personally tomorrow morning after 10.
Okay,
I'm so happy. I'm so happy you phoned because I was trying to find her, but she's welcome. We'll be happy to see her.
She's waiting. She wants to go. We told her last year already when Mobin Raja told us, and we told her, Mommy, you know this is happening. And in Urdu, she told me, "Apne jayenge, mujhe janai."
By you phoning me, you make me cry.
I also got tears in my eyes. My daddy was Osman Murad.
He was selling
the chickens and things. That was my uncle, Ismail Murad.
Right.
And my husband is a Jamal, Kader Jamal.
Right. Now, if you say about the Murad, there's two of them, which was my best friend. One is Iqbal.
See, that's my cousin.
Yeah, he's moved to
Roshni.
Yeah, please tell him to come as well. Then I know Rashid living in Flamingo. I hope he will also come through.
We met him yesterday and we told him about it. And then I'm going to phone Martin, my other cousin, Iqbal's brother, the baby one. We used to call him Martin.
Right, and while you're on the line, you just remind me of something. There were a lot of Bakis who were staying there called African Store.
Gee.
I want them to also come, but I don't know. They like me. They changed their name when they came to Linz. Now everybody knows them at Ismail. Maybe they changed the name Baki because someone will say, where's all the Bakis? But
I know, but my mommy and them had a wonderful time there with everybody. And the Kolas also. Adam Kolas' mommy used to be our neighbor also.
And as you just remind me something, now that you're brought up, Osman Murad, he used to work with my father at this African store where the Bakis was. But I'm so happy, you make me cry.
But mommy will be so happy if she see one of you people. She will be very happy.
Inshallah.
Because one of her children still do come and see her. Like Rahima Bawa, they all come and see her. They're in Lodium. Sometimes they go to Cape Town, but they make sure they come and see my mommy. Like the Hurzuks come and see my mommy. The Jadas, they all come see mommy as well. And she gets so happy to see them.
I will be so happy to see her because I didn't see her for a long, long time. But the Zakala,
she reads Quran still without glasses.
You just made my night. Jazakallah.
Who am I speaking to?
In Clip Town, they used to call me Bhai Haji.
Yes.
Now there's people here, they change my name to Soli Kasuji. Now next year, moving to Houghton, they'll call me Sol Kersna, so I don't know.
Now, inshallah, we'll all meet up on the 13th, but everything of the best, this is a very nice reunion.
Now, while you're on the line,
it's a
true story, it's a bit of a joke. You see, most of the mothers and grandmothers from Club Town, you must notice their right hand is thicker than the left hand. Now, you're going to ask me why. You see, today, we have cell phones. The cell phone weighs about 30 grams. But you'll ask, is that your granny?
My mother.
Your mother. Tell her. You see, why their right hand is heavier? Those days, they used to have those big, black, heavy phones. And the handset was 5 kilos each. So when they phone, and they want to make panchat from this one to the other one, they forget. Only when they put the phone down, then they see the hand is heavy. That's why they got a lot of muscles there.
And my father-in-law was Ghulam Jamal.
Yes, I know them all.
Dry cleaners.
Yes, I know the whole lot.
He passed away as well.
Jazakallah.
Jazakallah for that call. You've brought a really fond memories back to our guest. We do have another caller on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Hello.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Who am I speaking to?
How's everybody?
Want to know who's speaking?
Kikilain, Abu.
Abu from where, the surname?
Kikilain.
Where are you phoning from?
Why you don't know me?
I'm trying to remember you.
You, of course, you're Ashraf.
Ashraf is still living in 11B.
Right, and you? Also in 11B?
Yes, sir.
So then?
But what's your surname?
Fakir, but you know me, Sticky Line.
Yeah, that's why I mentioned your name, I say. You see, I forgot you guys' surname. I know you're Sticky Line. I'm so happy.
So I'm happy with that name.
Happy you picked up the phone. So you will be there. Don't worry about the biryani is there.
Where?
But we want there that where we having the reunion, Kibla Park.
The one in Ekno.
It's nearby. At Kibla Park, we want to see you at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Come with your children, grandchildren.
Okay.
So they can meet us all day, inshallah.
Who are speaking to you now?
I've got Mulana Siddharth, you know, Siddharth from Club Town?
Yeah.
His son is Mulana, he's here with me in the studio.
Okay.
Inshallah, you must come and give all your brothers, Shabir, whoever is there.
Oh, you remember, good.
I know a few of them, Ghulam, Shabir.
Uh-huh.
I think Aisha passed away. But whoever is there, please bring them, we want to meet them.
All right, inshallah.
And Jazakallah.
All right, bye.
You are my old neighbor.
Yep.
But I will make you maaf. You still owe me 3 malis, but doesn't matter.
Assalamu
alaikum.
Let's go to the next caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. How are you, Mufti Sahab?
Alhamdulillah, yourself.
Alhamdulillah. How's your health, Mufti Sahab?
Very well, alhamdulillah.
Can I speak to brother Sulaiman? His name is Sulaiman.
With different names coming out, you know, Bay, Haji, no, Soli, now Sulaiman.
When he was there, but now you must know, he's got such a beautiful name, you must call him by his real name, Sulaiman.
Only we scared, nobody will know who we're talking about.
No, he knows me very well. You're a school friend and madrasa friend.
Muhammad from Springs.
Hey, how are you?
Jazakallah for phoning, Muhammad. How can I forget you?
I see you mentioned Amanjus. I forgot to tell you about the Amanjus.
No, I've got them on the list. I said a few I forgot. I only thought when I was coming now.
There was that Mullah family, you know, Jinja, Marhum Jinja Mullah.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know who's still alive. I don't know all the brothers are Marhum.
I remember he had a brother, Yaqub.
Yaqub, I don't know if he's Marhum or what. There were three brothers, Ahmad, Yaqub, and Sadiq.
Well, whoever is around,
inshallah.
Just tell them now on
you
the...
You must tell Mufti Sahib, in those days we used to import two Hufazas.
Yes, that
one was Hafez Mehtar used to stay there by Tikolia.
Yeah, that alone is a 10-minute story. I'll ask Mufti Sahib.
And then Hafez Sahib also is Marhum now. Hafez Siddharth from Ruriport.
Correct. Now
we used to go and pick him up and drop him back home again every night.
Yeah, no. Mufti Mehtar's story is about 10 minutes. I'll ask Mufti Sahib.
But anyway, Allah make it easy. We will see us inshallah on the 13th.
Bring all your children.
All my children, and don't forget to mention Suleiman Rawat's grandfather, Marhum Musabai Rawat, also was very active in the Jamaat.
Yes, I'm coming to that, and his father was also from Clapton, Mohammed.
Yes, but Musabai Marhum did a lot here. Marhum Musabai Rawat, Marhum Abu Bakr Wadi, and then Maulana's grandfather, Siddharth uncle, Sri and Ibrahim Bhai Aswad, these four.
Definitely, we can't forget them. But that,
and inshallah, Allah make it easy.
Jazakallah for phoning.
Okay,
as I say, I will tell you about the Mehtar story if we have time. Otherwise, we'll see you on another time, inshallah.
Give Maulana and Mufti Sahib all salams.
Walaikum salam. Jazakallah for phoning.
Salam.
Okay, we have another call on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum. That's a call coming through. Do we have our caller? Assalamu alaikum. Okay, there seems to be a bit of a problem with that. Okay, it's finally coming through. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu Mufti, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, yourself.
Okay, Solibai, it's the effigies from Clapton.
Assalamu alaikum salam. Now, there's so many effigies. Which one is it?
Maria, my effigy.
See? The
late Maria, my effigy from Sandberg.
Right.
Yeah.
What's your name?
No, I said don't forget about the effigies.
I did mention it. I put it on the list. I mentioned it. Maybe you missed it out after same time. I put it on the list, yeah? But just be there, inshallah.
Inshallah.
So we can arrange. Maybe I'll arrange some podcast for you.
All right. No problem.
Get there.
Okay.
But jazakallah for phoning.
No problem.
Assalamu
alaikum wa rahmatullah. Yes, the callers calling in really has brought the program alive and brought the memories alive. The reunion, as I understand from the article, the purpose behind the reunion, Maulana Siddharth Sahib, is also the masjid, and we spoke about that. Perhaps as we come towards the close, a word of encouragement, how can people donate, how can people be part of this project and attain Thawabir Jariyah?
Yes, one of the objectives behind the program was to get the residents of Cape Town together. A lot of things happen around the masjid, a lot of things happen in the community as well. And obviously, we're going ahead with the masjid project to make everybody aware, you know, that there are plans in place, you know, to build the masjid and so forth. And obviously, all families are welcome to contribute, inshallah. Uncle Bai will give the contact details, who to contact and so forth, in regards to the building and so forth. But I just want to add here, you know, we had the brother from the Heffaji family phoning as well. When it comes to the Clapton reunion, all right, It's you have, like I mentioned, it's our grandparents, our forefathers that came, they settled in Cape Town, and down the generations. Now, one of the things of the reunion is the children, the grandchildren, to make all of them part of this program. So to come to the reunion, they may not know, we may not know one another. The kids won't, down the generations wouldn't know one another. But to create this interaction, because of what our forefathers have achieved, what they have established, you know, the masjid, the madrasa, the community, the camaraderie, you know, the fight against apartheid, so many things was done in Cape Town, because that's where the Freedom Charter was signed. And obviously to carry that legacy, it needs to, you know, go down towards the children, the grandchildren, and the generations to come thereafter, inshallah.
We have two callers. We're going to take them quickly. Let's go to the lines. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Mangeras from Clifton. We went to the madrasa by the late Khalifa Chunara, Ismail Bay Chunara. He had a madrasa not far from Medina Butcher.
Do you recall?
Right.
Do you remember? Yes, but we were on East Road, Clifton, not far from the Valleys and the Varachas.
Varachas is a shop next to the Grand Bioscope.
Yes, yes.
Right.
And the Lunats.
Correct.
Yes, all of them.
You've got a good memory.
And the the Lombards.
Definitely.
Lombards, Fakirs, all here.
Right. Now you just remind me of something where the Lombards were staying. This 2-3 houses away, there was an Arab family there as well.
Yes, the Arab.
And then, right now, also, good you remind me, I forgot, just in the same arcade was the Essak people.
Yes, Essak.
All the Essaks, they must be also there on that Sunday,
inshallah.
We need them all there.
Yes, and the Patels. We had a lot of Patel people. We had the Jadas. Also, there on the other side, where Medina Butcher was.
Exactly.
And then the Hassans.
Yes.
Know?
Now, also, good you remind me. You see, now you're bringing memories back. I forgot, I'll be honest. The Hassans, they were the Hassans, though, they're staying at the station.
Yes.
Dr. Hassan and his whole big family, he passed away.
Yes.
And there's another Hassan family, Hassan's Construction.
Construction, Dawood, yes. And
yes, Dawood.
They all will be there, inshallah.
Dawood, Muhammad, Yusuf.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So, inshallah. Even if they haven't got a car, they can come with a truck, we will allow them there.
Okay, sure, that will be good. They can load off all the equipment for the building, don't worry, inshallah.
Jazakallah.
Right.
So nice for you phoning in. The way I'm sitting here with my eyes closed, and you know, I feel that I'm sitting in Clifton. Because we had no lights there, so it doesn't make a difference. You close your eyes and sit without light.
Talking about this, ever since we got it in the newspaper, we can't wait for it, inshallah.
Inshallah. Make dua, Allah Pak, make it easy.
Successful.
And we have a nice get-together that's more important than anything else.
Inshallah. Inshallah.
Just by you phoning in makes everybody happy. That's one big family together.
Okay, inshallah. Ameen. Allah Pak always keep the whole ummah like that.
Ameen, ameen. You see,
Ameen.
we had no money.
Yes, we had no money, but the muhabbat was there.
Now, I will tell you quickly while you talk of muhabbat. Today you can buy anything with money.
Yes.
There's three things you can't buy in life. That is parents.
Yes.
Muhabbat, what we got as we're sitting here now, and dua you can't buy.
Dua.
With all your money. We had no Mercedes, we had no BMs.
Yes.
But we had the muhabbat.
Yeah, the muhabbat.
And then
and the
quickly,
and
you
the
just remind me of something. Molana, can I say this one thing?
Okay, go ahead.
You see at the moment, you have ladies playing cricket, the
T20. Right. That's
they're only playing cricket now in 2016.
We used to play it when we were small.
Exactly. We were playing cricket, girls and boys. Girls and boys were playing Kaniki, we were playing rounders.
Everything.
Even the girls were playing marbles with us.
That's right.
Yes, so now you just remind me, everybody think the T20,
yes.
Everybody think T20 is something great, the ladies are playing cricket. We played it in 1955, 1960.
In the 50s.
And the girls and boys together, and when it's azan time,
everybody
our parents
inside.
Give one shout and we're on in the house.
Everybody's inside. Nobody's outside.
You know, I need like 4 hours to talk about Clifton, but do we have a limited time? I'm sitting here in the studio. First time in my life I saw a studio. Now I know why Sulman Rawat and all these guys, they run away from their wives and they sit here in the studio. It's so peaceful, yeah.
Assalamu alaikum. Okay. Right. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. We have another call on. We're going to take this in just a few seconds. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum. Okay, that call is gone. We ran out of time, Uncle Bay, for this evening, but it was a beautiful discussion. And just seeing how emotional are you getting with the callers, it gives us insight to that love and muhabba that existed in the Clifton community. What's your closing message in 30 seconds?
I want to thank two people quickly. There are a lot of people that took part in this operation, but I've got one or two names. I'd like to thank Alamnet for the sponsor they gave us, and their staff, which was Hamla Shukar, and Mr. Asgar Token from Lotus Bakery, and there's still many more, but we don't have time. And I would say Jazakallah to you for having us here.
Ameen.
Make us feel at home. Jazakallah.
Ameen. Jazakallah. It's really heartwarming. Well, your message?
Conclusion, Jazakallah khair to you, Mufti Saf, as well as Maha Suleiman Rawat. Inshallah, plans are being made. Maha Suleiman Rawat himself will be also being, you know, his grandfather, his father from Cape Town, will be the guest speaker at the Cape Town reunion as well, inshallah. Let's just be busy with the finer details of the program. Tickets are available, inshallah. So, Uncle Bhai can just give the contact details for anyone wants to purchase tickets to ensure that the program is a success. And Jazakallah khair to all the listeners of Radio Islam.
So by the contact details, you need your glasses?
Okay, you can call it out there. There at the bottom.
Yes, the contact details, you can either contact Ibrahim Sidat on 073-626-2639 or Farzana on 011-784-3722. And any further details, you can get in touch with us, and we'll direct you. Get in touch with us at the radio station, and we'll get in direct. We'll direct you, inshallah.
Any of the elders from Cape Town who's over 70 and they can't get a ticket, please phone any of those numbers. I'll arrange a ticket for you. If it's anywhere in land, I'll deliver it to your doorstep. Jazakallah.
Jazakumullah khair to yourself and to Mulana. And we'll continue speaking about this, inshallah, in the coming days. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalam.
Assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.